Andy Luau. Bill Leff is not here today. He's working on Christmas carols.
Sorely missed. Is he really?
No. But he will be back tomorrow. Patty Vasquez is sitting in his chair today. And Eric Zorn is here sitting in his own chair, which he does each and every Monday at about this time.
How are you? Nice to see you, Patty.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, the bumper music there we played was Calypso Noel, which is a song that we did at last year's Songs of Good Cheer, which is this thing that Mary Schmeek and I have been doing for the last 19 years at the Old Town School of Folk Music. Have you heard of this? Have either of you heard of it?
I've not heard of this event.
It's this great Chicago tradition that we started. Mary wrote a column back in, 20 years ago now, saying nobody sings Christmas carols anymore. And it's just a tradition that's gone away.
And I love Christmas carols. I love so much going to church on Christmas because you can sing Christmas carols during Mass. To me, that is the most fun ever. I love Christmas carols.
It's some of the greatest music there is. It really is. And so what I did was I said, okay, Mary, well, I bet we can get people out to sing Christmas carols. I said, let's have a party at the Old Town School. We'll get some of our friends who are really good musicians up there. Because, I hang out with people from the Old Town School because of my other interests. And
you're fiddling.
My fiddling.
You're a fiddler.
And, yeah, I'm a fiddler. Awesome. Absolutely. So we arranged this thing. I said, okay, we'll do this. We recruited some musicians up there. We said, and we printed up some song sheets, and we announced it, and it sold out right away. So we had another one. We said, okay, well, do a second one. We did a second one. That sold out right away. And this was, like I said, 19 years ago. And what we did was we did, like, a lot of the basics, the standards that you do, Angels We've Heard on High, O Come All Ye Faithful, things like that. And then we would go deeper into the tradition, and that's what the Calypso Noel that we played. Now, and we'll play another clip in a few minutes, I hope, from something else. Another way we twist the traditions. This year we're going to be doing the Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh, but
we're doing it as a polka. So,
as a polka. All right.
But we've been doing this for 19 years, and the secret to it, Mary Schmeek is a really good piano player, and I play like a fiddle and guitar, but we have people on our cast who are much better at all these things than either of us are. But what we do is we recruit like these
real musicians,
ace musicians.
I shouldn't say
they are real. They're definitely real. They're professionals, and we start meeting in August, trying to find new material, and we sprinkle it in with the old material. And we hand out these song books. Scott Stannis, who's a good friend of Patty's,
sure.
he does the cover for our program this year. I mean, he's done it many times, and he always comes and sings with us.
I do a mean Santa baby. Maybe some year I can play with you
guys.
Yeah.
Santa baby? Really?
Yeah, I don't sing anything alone. I like singing in a crowd with other people with, wonderful melodies.
So we've been doing this, like I said, for 19 years, and it just keeps getting bigger. And this year we're doing 6 shows. And
wow, it started as one, then you added a second, and now 6. Great job, you guys.
And of course, it's for charity. You know, I mean, the proceeds go to charity. Mary and I don't make any money out of it.
Chicago Tribune Foundation?
Yeah. And so anyway, it's at the Old Town School, and there are a few tickets left for some of the shows now. They're on December 6th through 10th, so a week from Wednesday through Sunday, in the evenings and then Saturday afternoon too. So if anyone's interested, can we play that one, the second one that I brought in? This is how we do, another song that.
Like doing a jig.
You're
a toe tapper for sure.
So we take all the sentiment out of that one. But we do, we always do Silent Night. We always do.
The Pogues.
No, it's really. The musicians we have are terrific. They really are wonderful. And like I said, we do a quarter. We've added a whole bunch of horns. We started off as more of like a folky thing with strings, and now it's basically a klezmer band. So
what does that mean?
Well, like Jewish music with the clarinets and that's
right.
All kinds of stuff. So and we do some Hanukkah songs. We do some pop songs, a lot of pop songs, and some religious songs. We mix it all up. So
that's what I love about the holidays is the music.
Great way to get in the spirit.
Yeah, it is, and I haven't mentioned it really on my appearances here because I always feel like it's too soon to talk about it until after Thanksgiving, right? I mean, we're all We're doing this at Labor Day. We're meeting and talking about this, and my wife is like, "No, I don't want to hear these songs." And of course, through October, we're getting into it. And but nobody wants to hear about it until after Thanksgiving, when it's almost too late. Because we try to do it early in December, so that people, because I know it's such a busy season for so many people. So
absolutely.
So anyway, the Old Town School, and if you go to ChicagoTribune.com/Zorn, people can get tickets and come on out and sing with us. It's really. People say, a lot of people come to it and they say, like, it's a lot less queer than I thought it was going to be. Like,
a lot less queer?
Like, you know,
like corny?
Like corny, yeah. Right. Like corny and weird and yeah, it's not at all. It's not earnest the way, you know, people think of folk music as being really earnest. It's not, we're not at all earnest
about it. It's fun.
It's really fun.
So. And it starts Wednesday, December 6th.
6th through the 10th.
And you can go oldtownschool.org to find out more info or send them to your
maybe
place.
Not, yeah, chicagotribune.com/Zorn or Old Town School. I don't know the phone number off the top of my head. But anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I hope see people come out and sing with us.
Songs of Good Cheer with Mary Schmeek and Eric Zorn. It's so wholesome and wonderful. Can we take a break and come back and talk about things that aren't very warm and wholesome?
It is wholesome, but let's talk about things that aren't so wholesome.
We'll do that when we come back. It's 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Patty Vasquez. Eric Zorn, 720. Why do you laugh at me?
Because you're just doing it so...
Honestly,
almost aggressively correct.
For as many years as I've known you, which has been a long time, I've always said Vasquez.
Which is fine.
But now I hear Steve Cochran say Vasquez, and I'm like, oh my God, for all these years I've said your name
and
wrong.
She's been stewing about it.
No, I have not. That's the thing.
It's Patty Vasquez. In for Bill, 720 WGN. This sounds like Halloween music. We're in the wrong category here, Sarah. Jasmine, our producer, is not here today either. She's having some dental problems.
Oh,
Bill
no.
is not here. Bertrand was here. Whatever. he'll be
he's
coming up.
He's found now. He's hiding.
He's coming up in 10 minutes on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Patty Vasquez is here, and she will be sitting in on everyone's show. She was on Steve Cochran's. She was on with me. Are you going to be on the Business Lunch?
I don't know. Maybe just hang out in his studio and just kind of.
If he just refused to leave, what's he going to do?
Exactly.
He's a gentleman. He's not going to make
it's
you
a
leave.
Sit-in.
Eric Zorn is here, Chicago Tribune columnist, and we were talking of his Songs of Good Cheer with Mary Schmeek that he will be doing at the Old Town School of Music, Folk Music, Wednesday, December 6th through the 10th. That's wholesome and warm and lovely and family-like, and the other side of the news is not so wholesome.
Not so much, right? Yeah. The sex harassment stories just keep coming. And, you know, we've got to media and we've gotten to, you know, entertainment and politics, but this problem cannot be isolated to those industries, right?
Well, you're not going
to
hear big stories about, you know, businesses in Chicago. I mean, like where it's happening in restaurants or in retail or in
Why
offices.
Not? Why are we not hearing about that?
Why would we hear about that? It's just happening, you know, and hopefully women feel confident enough, empowered enough to go, you know what, enough's enough. But it's not going to be a big news story unless, you know, there are lawyers that want to say, oh, we were seeing a big uptick in how many complaints we're getting or how many cases we're dealing with.
I think there are going to be some prominent CEOs, probably some prominent restaurateurs to, you know,
there already wasn't there one restaurant that the chef already or the owner already quit?
Yeah. I mean, this is, I think it's, you know, right now it seems like it's focused on certain areas of commerce, but it is really has got to be everywhere. It's not like men of a certain kind get into these particular niches in their professions. But what Patty's saying, I think, is really true, which is that the awareness is going to grow of women who are saying being sexually harassed in a restaurant setting or in a construction office setting, and they're going to realize that they don't have to take this, that this is not acceptable. And so that's, I mean, that's the good news. I mean, it's horrible news that keeps coming out. I heard this morning that the defenders of Judge Roy Moore are saying that because, remember the Ringo Starr hit, she's 16, you're 16, you're beautiful
in your mind. Yeah.
This sort of justifies or vindicates his interest in teenage girls because this was the way things were. And that was when was that song? About the mid-70s, right?
Yeah.
So this was perfectly okay. And I do remember that song. Do you remember that song, Patty?
Oh, I totally remember it.
I can't remember.
She's all ribbons and curls. Ooh, what a girl. Lips that sparkle and shine. You're 16. Wah, wah. So beautiful.
But did it strike you?
It didn't.
That it was like extremely creepy. How old was Ringo Starr back then? He was probably 40, right? And he's singing about
Is he talking about his daughter? No?
No,
I don't know.
No. Yeah, nice try for a save there. But no, I mean,
I'm gonna give it some context.
But it was never okay. It was never okay to sexually assault 14-year-olds, and the whole Roy Moore thing. But you know, this I think that the culture is shifting. Are you gonna play it now?
Yeah, I just want to give you a little, sorry, because you'll remember it. It was very popular.
No, I remember the song.
The video's pretty creepy, too.
Yeah, it's all creepy now. It was creepy then.
It was creepy then to you, because it sure wasn't to me.
Can you find out? What
I mean, it should have been creepy, maybe.
I'm really curious how old Ringo was when he sang that.
Let's see. You keep talking.
No, I'm guessing. I would guess in his 30s, maybe.
Oh, I was going to say 40, but that's probably too old. Yeah, I mean, because that was 40 years ago.
So Roy Moore is saying that this is basically his
defenders.
Theme song?
He's defenders. He's not really saying. Apparently, he's not even going to debate his opponent in this special election.
But there's so many stories about, you know, now there are retired police officers saying, oh, when we were working the football games, we were told to keep him away from the cheerleaders. There are people who said, yeah, we knew around town. When is there enough, you know, sort of collaboration on that?
Well, what's happened here? I think that probably most people in Alabama believe these stories from 40 years ago. They're saying two things. One is it was 40 years ago. I don't know how old he is now. He's in his 60s now. Or is he
maybe
even
70?
He's even 70. I'm not sure how old he is. And this is a long time ago. He's no longer a threat to teenage girls. And they're saying that it's more important to me as a voter to have somebody in the Senate who is going to cover the Republican line, mm-hmm. who's going to be pro Second Amendment, who's going to be anti-abortion,
right.
And so on. That's more important to me than the morality of this man, of his past,
of his character.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and you know, it makes us you sort of ask yourself: have we become so polarized? Have we become so? Have we gone into our corners so deeply that we're not going to consider character at all? More likely.
Well, that's what was so disturbing about Nancy Pelosi saying that Conyers is an icon or a legend. You know, that's why he needs to stay. And it's time for him to go.
It's time for him to go. He is an icon. There's no question about that. But what troubled me about the Nancy Pelosi interview yesterday, we're talking about Meet the Press. Mm-hmm. You guys have talked about this already this morning.
No,
but anyway,
no.
So Meet the Press yesterday, and Chuck Todd sort of challenges her, like, do you believe these women? Do you believe these stories? And she goes, well, I don't even know who they are. I don't know. Who knows who they are? Have they come forward yet? And act sort of fuzzing it up like, we don't know. And there's a lot of evidence that's out there that she knows. She's in a position to know. And I thought that was, she was dancing around this. Turns out that she was behind the scenes pressuring him to step down from his leadership role, which he did. And I think she's probably trying to ease him out of Congress right now. But it was not a very satisfying answer on her part.
It
wasn't a principled answer. So.
I don't, that's the thing. I don't feel there's anybody who's being principled on this on either side. You know, when you see Donald Trump on his way out for Thanksgiving weekend say, well, we just can't have a liberal, so we'll take Roy Moore, regardless of the charges or the allegations.
And he denies it, by the way.
He kept saying that. He denies it.
That's what you ask the accused person. That's the way to figure out whether something wrong is done.
Yes.
So
1974 was the year that You're 16 by Ringo Starr was released, so you have to figure out how old he was, because I found some fascinating other facts.
you went down a rabbit hole of information.
It reached number one. That song.
Okay.
It was written by the Sherman Brothers, who are famous for writing Disney classics like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and It's a Small World. The first recording of the song, You're 16, was by Johnny Burnett in 1960. His version featured in the 1973 movie American Graffiti. The song has been around. This is interesting. Ringo got a lot of help on this solo effort, and on this track, Harry Nilsson sang backup. Paul McCartney made that noise that sounds like a kazoo. Wah, wah. Others who contributed to the album include John Lennon, George Harrison, Rick Danko from the band, Nicky Hopkins, Levon Helm, and Mark Bolan. So 1974, it was released. It went to number one.
We don't know how old Ringo was here.
What year was he born? I guess.
You guys have computers and phones in front of you, don't you?
Somebody's got to figure this out.
Someone has to know how old he was at the time.
Was Ringo a good drummer? Is anyone
a basic drummer? Nothing fancies, no John Bonham from Led Zeppelin. He was all right.
Was he? Because I'm not that into drumming that I would know the difference, whether he was an adequate drummer or a really good drummer. Was he like the big question, is he the luckiest guy in the history of the music industry?
I don't know. But
Patty Vasquez?
He was born in 1940, so he would have been 34 in 1974.
34. So that's
about the same Roy Moore.
Moore was 32, apparently, when he was out there being kicked out of the shopping mall. So
I sang to every word of that song. I never thought it was weird. I never really saw the video till now.
Baby, it's cold outside. There's like the songs now, Christmas songs, where they're saying that it's more rapey or
I really should stay, but no, come on. But I mean, you could turn anything into anything.
Exactly. But the 16-year-old one, I don't know. I mean, I remember thinking
it was catchy though, Patty.
I think I heard it as another teenager singing it to her. Maybe that's the way I heard it. But when you think about it as Ringo Starr being 34,
or you think of it as a 17-year-old singing it to a 16-year-old,
that would be fine.
But what are some of these other songs that are kind of nice songs, but you know, like Every Breath You Take, which is about stalking, right? Little stalkery. That's what
Breath You Take.
I'll be watching you.
And I remember kind of enjoying that song and never really thinking about what the lyrics were saying. So we'll have to explore
that another day because we are way late. Bertrand's going to be so mad at us.
Well, he's not even here yet.
Oh, yeah, he will be.
He's come up the ramp.
Eric, thank you very much.
Good to see you.